What about
that's rendering of the fat to make a thing that they eat? You can buy them in a store.
Mm-hmm. What about like salt pork, bacon?
Well, that isn't very common now. Salt pork isn't common now.
Not too much.
Okay. And this is something you may know about. When they put the head and they boil the head and make something out of it.
Head cheese.
Yeah. They used to do that around here. Yeah. Yep. Were pigs a very big industry in this area at all?
Yeah, this Jim Henry I talked about raised champion hogs every year and showed them at the National Western Stock Show and everything.
Okay. Did they have many dairies around here?
They did. When I first started to work, the average cow herd was 12 to 18 cows.
Mm-hmm.
Now the average herd is about 1,000.
Right.
And there are some out east of town, about 15 miles.
Okay. What kind of products did they used to have? You know, did they have like a thin milk that they used to have? Or
skim milk?
Yeah.
And now they have 1%, 2%, whole milk, yeah, half and half.
Did they have anything back then that they don't have now as far as that? Like, have you ever heard of Blue John?
Like what?
Blue John? You ever heard of that?
Well, they used to call skim milk blue milk.
Okay, I think that's the same thing. What about like cottage cheese? They make that around here?
Smearcase.
You've heard of that? German influence.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. What about different types of breads that maybe your wife makes?
She makes good cinnamon bread and. She uses mostly date nut bread, banana nut bread.
How about cornbread? Any cornbread?
Is that something? Oh, yeah.
What about, did they ever do moonshine around here at all that you know of?
Not that I know of in this area.
Okay, that wasn't a big thing. In Denver at all? Did you ever hear about any?
Yeah, there used to be, during the Prohibition days, there were a lot of bootleggers down there, and
right,
everybody was making their own beer in the basement. And
yeah. I wanted to ask you about some farm and ranch things, which sounds like, especially with your experience out restoring this stuff, you might know a little bit about. Have you ever heard of did ranchers or cowboys around here ever use a bed on the floor that they might use?
Well, I think that the hired cowboys that come in for roundup or something like that would use a mat for a bed on the floor.
Okay. Did they ever call it a pallet?
Yes.
Okay. What about a really heavy wool or heavy blanket that they would use with horses?
Horsehair blanket.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
Sugan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about the types of fencing they use on farms here?
I wish I could take you out to the farm. We were given a collection of 50 some different types of barbed wire.
Yeah.
And who patented them and what year they were patented. And,
right,
and we have examples of all of them. It's a very expensive collection that was given to us to display out at the farm.
So they had different purposes for the different types of barbed
wire? Yes. They cut down on the barbs when they're corralling horses.
Okay.
They don't like barbed wire around horses because they rub against it and they get one leg over it or something and start running and it'll almost saw their leg off.
But it's good for cattle.
But cattle, while they've used the fencing with barbed wire or plain wire or electric fencing, wire fence that is electrified.
Uh-huh.